News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today is Poetry Day Ireland. Why is it so important we celebrate poetry today, and what does poetry mean to modern society? Well, who better than the renowned poet Gabriel Fitzmaurice to answer that question? Gabriel, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Poetry, why is Poetry Day Ireland such an important day, do you think?
Poetry is very important in our lives. It's everywhere. You know, people say, I don't like poetry. And let it be said, maybe poetry is not everybody's cup of tea, no more than sport is, for instance. But poetry is everywhere. Like, our heart beats, dee-dum, dee-dum, dee-dum. That's rhythm. Rhythm is part of what we are. We have nursery rhymes for children. We have songs. Remember that, you know, people, when they say they don't like poetry, they might be talking about poetry on the page. But Bob Dylan, the songwriter, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Song is poetry. Rap is poetry. Seamus Heaney, my dear friend, said once that Eminem was as good a poet as anybody, the rapper. So poetry is everywhere. John Moriarty, a great friend of mine from my van, I'm from my van in County Kerry,
nearly stole,
and John Moriarty once said, what is poetry but memorable talk? And there's poetry for everybody. People who say, I don't like poetry, they're talking about a certain type of poetry. No, I don't expect people to run into Easons or into Waterstones or into Brenda Wolfe's in the Stole or whatever to the poetry section. That's not really going to happen. But, you know, we get poetry in school. I was a teacher for 35 years, a primary teacher. And kids simply love poetry. They love the rhythm. They love the rhyme. Now, it can be said again that not all poetry has rhythm and not all poetry has rhyme, and neither should it. But I was in a school yesterday in the Stole in County Kerry, just the town next to my own village of my van. I gave a three-hour poetry reading, not for the one class, but for four different classes. And they were absolutely delighted, because when I go into classes in primary schools, I go to secondary schools and universities as well, but when I go in, I say, I know something about you guys. I know some of you don't like poetry. And they say, yeah. And I say, well, by the time I'm finished with you, I'm going to change your mind. Because poetry can be funny. Poetry can make people laugh. Poetry, let it be said, can be naughty. Naughty but nice. And, you know, the school is a great place introduce children to poetry. For instance, when I was going to school, I was born in 1952, so I would have been going to school from about 1956. It was all dead white males. And some of it was very boring and very, very much over our heads. I remember learning in fifth class Shakespeare's, some of the speeches from Shakespeare's plays. That was way above our head. But I remember when I began teaching in 1972, and Gabriel Rosenstock, that great Irish language poet, brought out a book sometime around then called On Octopus, Augustan to Ella, and it was child friendly. The vocabulary was right for the children, and they loved it. And I said, if Gabriel can do it, Gabriel Ella can do it. So that's what really started me off.
And you have certainly done it. I know you have many books of poetry, and listen, you're a powerful advocate of poetry. Your contemporary Paul Muldoon was saying today that Taylor Swift was as good a poet as anyone. I think you would definitely agree with that. But we do need to leave it there. Happy Poetry Day, Ireland, to the wonderful Gabriel Fitzmaurice, speaking to us from beautiful Moyvan, just north of Liston.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.